Hi, Robert.
Yeah.
Hi, Robert. How are you? Happy Friday.
I'm well.
Awesome.
Happy Friday.
It is a happy one, right? I know I'm happy.
Yeah.
So it's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I handle pricing and details for your area. And I know you've been talking here with Maria, and she does a great job explaining the outline of the program. So I'm just taking a look at the notes she had sent over to me. I did want to ask you any questions at all about the placement we do or about how the program works before we get into pricing?
Not that I can think of at the moment.
Okay. Well, if you have any, please feel free and let me know. Okay. So as I was seeing here, so 10 months in business, congratulations on that. Now, I know you mentioned, so you're in Troy, you don't market yourself, you only market yourself within the 20-mile radius, but you're willing to travel a little bit further out depending on the job. Is that correct?
Yeah, for example, if I get a referral.
Okay.
It's within an hour from me, I'll go there.
Okay.
I would not like to advertise
anywhere
past 20 miles from the station.
Perfect. Totally makes sense. Unless it's a referral. Got it.
Right.
Beautiful photos that I'm admiring here on your Yelp page. I actually ran a quick search for your company by name, and I saw the website come up right away, and then I saw the Yelp listing. These are great before and after photos. Wow, what a difference. What a difference, for sure. How is Yelp working? Do you get a lot of business off of that, or is that fairly new?
Absolutely zero.
Really? I'm surprised.
Yeah, I don't advertise with them. Well, I don't spend money with them, so I'm not being seen by people like the competitors that are paying to have their listings.
Well, I think even so, I mean, I know people, you know, like my aunt, she's one, she does catering. She doesn't pay for Yelp, but she gets business off of there. So that's why I'm kind of surprised. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't gotten one call from her.
Okay. And then now, have you PIN verified the business on Google, or have you started that process?
I've tried when I started, and I believe there was discrepancies because I moved locations
uh-huh.
in such a short period of opening the business.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that screwed up my listing, and it was actually suspended. It was the hard suspension. So I've appealed the process and been denied multiple times.
Okay. You know, we've had some that have had same issues, and we've been able to help them get out of suspension. I mean, being a Google channel partner, is helpful.
I've actually paid people to try to do it, and they were
just to unsuspend it. Wow. Yeah, I've seen some that have been suspended, and they're like, I can't even find mine. And so we've been able to get them out of suspension. I mean, of course, we appeal on your behalf. And then we, you know, because we're a Google channel partner, we do have a representative that we're able to be in contact with to kind of help us with all of that. So it might take a little bit of time, but we can definitely get it done. Okay. Let me take a look here. One of the packages, you know, I would recommend for you, Robert, is our Platinum package, because this package would include both Google and Facebook marketing. Being that you're a new business, I'm going to offer it to you at our new in business rate, okay? So you would be looking at a flat monthly rate of $249 a month. Now, there will be a one-time $99 setup fee for programming. So the initial investment would be $348, but every month after that you are with us is $249 a month. There's absolutely no contracts, no click fees. It is a true flat rate, okay? What that would include for you, and even though it's like a new in business rate, you're grandfathered into it, so the price won't change, okay, whether you were with us 6 months or 6 years. So what that would include is us getting you out of that suspension, optimizing your profile to the first page and maintaining it there. We do content creation on Bing, profile on Apple Maps, as well as Facebook advertising. Now, with the Facebook ads, we could retarget an audience by interest, income level, even by location. Once they click on your ad, they would call you directly, or we could also have them go straight to your website. I know a lot of our clients have seen great results. In addition, we also make sure that the website would be attached where you're listed, and then we cover the mobile platform. Basically, it covers anyone using their iPhone, Android, or tablet to still find you on that first page of Google. It's like pretty much, I would say, covering all of your bases, but that's what you would be looking at monthly.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that, but like I said, I've paid people to try to get this listing unrestricted or unsuspended have not had success. I've actually given up at this point. So the only way I'm interested in a subscription model like you're offering is if it's guaranteed to get my listing back on Google and reinstated. So, I mean, without that, I could care less about marketing.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be transparent with you, and I totally understand your point, right? I would feel the same way. I'm not going to even deny that, okay? I would be saying basically the same thing you're saying. I want a guarantee, but if you're looking for me to say guaranteed, that's something that I'm given strict Google guidelines. Being a Google channel partner, we're not even allowed to use that word. So I wish I can guarantee it. I can tell you that we have helped many. And again, I'm going to go back to this being a Google channel partner. I'm not going to say it's going to happen overnight because it's not. Okay. I mean, you could be looking at 30 to 45 days. There's going to be some things that we're going to need from you, even to help you get you out of that suspension, right? So I know for a fact we're going to send you, it's an email, we're going to require that you send us photos of your work tools and or work equipment, your work truck or work van with the license plate showing. Send us a photo of business cards that you hand out, invoices, of course, not with your client's information on it, like a blank invoice. If you have license, insurance, or registration for the business, we're going to want pictures of that, pictures of your workspace. The reason that we ask for these items is because what Google requires, and if we're going to get you out of that suspension, we want to make sure we have those things on hand to tell Google, look, here's everything, okay? I know what happened because you're right. Because you were verifying at one location and then you switched it up, it throws a red flag. So now they're like, well, wait a minute, you know?
I've gone through what you just went through. Verifying, sending them my licensing information, sending them videos of my office space. I've gone through all these processes that you're referring to and still have been denied. So what is the next step at this point? Because I'm not going to keep trying the same thing.
So when you, and if I could just ask you this, when you appealed it, what are they saying is the reason if you've provided all of that? They've given you like absolutely no reason?
They don't provide a reason. They state that you need to review our policies and guidelines and update your listing. And they don't specify there's an issue. They just say, no, you're denied.
That's just crazy.
It is crazy. and the craziest part is you can't get someone on the phone to talk to them. It's all computers or AI generated information coming at you.
Yeah.
So at this point, you know, I've tried multiple times. And I can't just keep trying the same thing over and over again.
I get that. I totally get that. I wish I had a number to kind of try to help you to, like, reach somebody. Trying to think.
Like, in this scenario, have you had a scenario similar where there was another step that they took? That you're, like,
I know that there have been, like, for example, garage door companies, they have to go through an advanced verification because their Google profile will get thrown into suspension and they have to do an advanced verification. But I don't even see why you would need that because you're pressure washing. You know what I mean? And you're not using a P.O. box, right, Robert, or like a virtual office. It's a physical address.
Home address.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I don't know. I couldn't even tell you at this point. I wish there was somewhere I could help you. You know what I mean? But I will tell you this. It's going to take a little bit of time even for us to try to get you out of suspension. And I won't even guarantee it. And to be quite honest with you, you've been investing money and it hasn't worked with other companies. And I don't want to say ours won't work, but I want to give you a realistic expectancy. It might even take longer than 30 to 45 days. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, because you don't know how long it takes for them to get back with you.
Yeah, because, again, even with us being a Google Channel partner, I'll be straight out with you. And even though we have a representative, Google's very backlogged. So sometimes it even takes them a while to get to us.
Right.
And they get to us a lot quicker than anybody else. You know what I mean? That's not.
Right. Another issue that I run into on Google is there's so many competitors in my area.
Mm-hmm.
There's pages on pages upon pages. I don't understand how I'm going to even place first place on those.
Are you doing Facebook ads by chance?
No, not currently.
You should do them. Do Facebook ads.
I should, because I understand that that's the number one platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's the number one visited platform on the planet. I get it. And honestly, that's where I would be more interested in investing any kind of money, because, like I said, I took up on trying to get my Google listing up and running.
I would definitely say do Facebook ads, for sure.
Okay. Is that something that you can offer?
Yeah, we can. We can do Facebook. If you wanted just Facebook ads, okay, we can do the Facebook ads, right? I know they have a good conversion rate. Facebook ads, if you're doing just the Facebook ads only, we're going to ask you to at least invest, and only because we want to make sure that you're getting enough allocated to your Facebook ads, right? And there's even a cool thing that we can do too, it's called a fill form. So it's like an actual form that they fill out, and you get that in a lead sent to you, right? But with Facebook ads, you would have to invest at least $300 for the Facebook ad.
No problem.
And I would say at least commit to 2 months, you know what I mean? And we manage them for you, so this way you're focusing on your jobs, but at least having those Facebook ads running. Because I'll tell you, Facebook ads, I would always recommend those before Google ads, unless if you said, oh, I'm targeting, 100-mile radius. But Facebook ads have a way higher conversion rate even than Google ads, surprisingly, because they constantly retarget.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, we can run your Facebook ads for you, and you'd be looking at $300 a month. And you can always change what's allocated. Like, let's say you run the $300 for 2 months, right? But then you want to increase it, or maybe you want to scale it back to $200, you can. But to start, we're going to ask you to at least invest $300 in the Facebook ads.
Okay. Now, what are you guys doing that I couldn't do on my own?
Well, I mean, you can do the Facebook ads on your own, but you're managing them yourself. So you're incurring the click fees. With us, because you're paying a flat rate, we're putting that towards your budget, right? But we're managing the ads for you. So we get it at a better rate as opposed to what you would be paying per click.
Okay.
So that's the difference. I mean, it's how much time do you have on your hands, right? Is what it boils down to, you know? But yeah, I mean, you can definitely, I mean, we can manage them or you can do them on your own. I would suggest that you do Facebook ads, whether it's with us or on your own.
Well, I'm just curious to know, what's the bang for the dollar? If I spend $300 on my own, opposed to using you guys, what's the difference?
Well, the difference is that, so with us, it's, there's going to be a management fee that's included in that, right? We're not charging you a management fee on top of that. Okay. So you pay the $300 and we're 25% is our management fee of that $300. So technically what's left from the 25% is going towards your Facebook ads that we're managing. Now, if you do it on your own, right, you're not charging yourself a management fee, right? But you're managing it on your own. You can allocate whatever you want, but again, you would be the one managing it.
Now, as far as the rates go for Facebook, do you guys get a different rate than I would get on my own?
Sometimes, but one thing I will tell you is this. With the Facebook ads, the way that we run them in a way where they're running throughout the month, right? If you run them, okay, you could allocate where you're running $100, right? And that could be eaten up in 2 days. You see what I'm saying? So I've heard it, and I'm not saying that you wouldn't know what you're doing, right? Because I'm sure you do. But there's other business owners that have told me, I tried to run the Facebook ads and I'm ending up in other states. You know what I mean? And it's like,
no,
well,
I'm
not familiar.
I'm yeah. Me too.
Really? No.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
well, you seem you're pretty on top of it though. What happened? Was it just like in a whole, like in the state next to you or like a couple states down the road?
So, I don't know exactly how it worked, but I think it was because my marketing company was out of state. That it was being picked up from.
No way. That's
and
crazy because we're in California. We're in California, and we don't come across that problem at all. At all. So I think that's interesting that happened. But it wasn't you yourself running it, right? It was with a separate company. Okay.
Yeah, it was with a separate company and a separate business.
Okay, got it. Because I was going to say, wow. I mean, you know, I like the Facebook ads because they reach a huge customer base, right? And then your ads, they're customized and they stand out, right? Relevant to your audience, okay? Like I was mentioning to you. People that have a certain, you know, interest. Right? Or an income level or by their location. Okay. There's three call to action buttons on it that we can put. One is the call us, which obviously they call you directly. Message us, which means you would get a message sent through a Facebook Messenger, not a text message. If it said learn more, it takes them straight to your website. Right. But meaning, okay, so like the image, the text, I mean, we really make it unique so that it's actually also a unique experience for your potential client.
Right.
It helps you build awareness, okay? It's going to also, you know, have that customer loyalty, that repeat business and referrals, right? And it's going to remarket you to those who have already interacted with you too. I'll use a perfect example. My husband used my iPhone the other day. Okay. I happen to go on my Facebook this morning and all of a sudden I'm getting these ads for fishing reels. I'm like, this guy, he's trying to buy something. I know my husband. He loves to fish. And so I questioned him this morning. I sent him a text. I said, hey, are you trying to buy a fishing reel? He's like, how'd you know? And I go, because you used my phone and I'm getting the Facebook ads. Can you stop? You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, yeah.
So,
nowadays,
you know, again,
talk about it. On your phone.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And again, I mean, with the Facebook ads too, it's, you get a reporting system. So it's detailed analytics that's going to allow you also to track your leads and the actions that are taken. So you're not just like taking our word for it that, hey, this ad is working. Like you're going to see how many clicks, how many it reached. You know, and even what that cost per click was, even though you're paying a flat rate, and I say this because if you're investing $300, right? Now, as you know, we're taking 25% of that as our service fee, our management fee, right? But
hold on. Listen,
go ahead.
I have 10 more minutes of time to be able to talk.
Okay.
I'm going to give you guys a shot for the Facebook marketing ads for me.
Okay.
Just get the ball rolling on it. And get
okay.
This. I got to be done talking within 9 minutes.
Okay. So let's do this. You got 10 minutes?
Nine.
Okay. When are you... What's a good time to call you back? I don't want to rush you through this like this. You know what I mean? I want to make sure that I get everything notated correctly, and I don't want to, like, just squeeze you through like that. I don't think that's proper for you. So are you going to be available within a few hours? You tell me.
No, I'm actually hitting the golf course, and I'll be back.
Oh, how did I know he was going to golf? It's okay. Let's do this. Okay, Robert, I'm going to try to get you through this as quickly as possible. We got 8 minutes, right?
That's right.
Okay, what's the best email for you?
Should I use my business or personal?
I'm going to say whenever you're it's going to be corresponding with us, Robert. So whatever email that you're going to check frequently.
Okay, that'd be my personal. It's rob.burgund, spelled B-U-R. G-U-N-D
@gmail.com. Best phone number is going to be the 248-376-8188.
That's right.
Okay. And then first name's Robert and last name, like in the email?
Burgund. Yep.
Okay. B-U-R-G-U-N-D?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to be verifying company information, okay? So, Rock Solid Pressure Washing, correct?
The entity name with the state of Michigan is Rock Solid Pressure Washing, LLC.
Okay. What's your billing address?
1450 Highmore Way. Highmore spelled H-I-G-H. M-O-O-R. That's a way.
Uh-huh.
And the city is Bloomfield Township.
Yep. 48302?
That's right.
Okay. The card that you're going to be using, is that in your name, the business name, or in both?
No, that'd be my personal name.
Okay. Robert Burgund?
Yep.
No middle initial or nothing, right?
No.
Same billing address as well?
Same billing address, yes.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. And what's the card number whenever you're ready?
512-3096-0610-4971.
Expiration month and year?
05/29.
And the CVV code on the back?
123.
And I'm going to put a security question on your account here with us. You can actually choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
First pet's name.
And what was that pet's name?
Lucky.
Lucky. All right. I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification. It's just for your protection. And what it's going to do is just outline the service agreement. It's going to be an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing with your invoice. When I am walking you through it, please, if there's something you don't understand, just stop me, Robert, so this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read.
Rock Solid Pressure Washing, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Owner and operator.
And your name?
Robert Burgund.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, Robert. So be advised, as increased visibility, just know that you might get calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
Yeah.
Now, sometimes you might have someone calling you that, again, is trying to sell you another type of online product. If you're not sure if it's us calling you, always get into the habit, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Okay? Now, we're aware of all this other marketing, you know, that you might be doing. You got your own website and all. Okay? I'm going to ask you that in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is June 28th, 2024, and the non-refundable amount of $300. This is going to be for Facebook ads only, okay? Now, I'm going to ask you to stick it out 2 months, okay? So your second payment will be charged on July 28th, 2024, in the amount of $300. Now, it'll be a recurring payment. So what that means, Robert, is that each month on the 28th day, you will be charged automatically $300. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, you can do so at any time. All I'm going to ask is that you at least call us 3 business days before that billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. And the number that I'm going to text you is the number I'm going to really ask you to please save that 877 number in your contacts, and I'm texting it to you right now. The number is going to be 877-635-6225. Remember, if you need to pause or cancel, you're going to call us 3 business days, okay? So that way you don't incur that charge, and that's it. The only thing you're going to be doing is just adding us as managers to your Facebook ads, to the Facebook, page, so that way we can manage your ads. We're not going to be doing the posting on your Facebook. We're just going to be managing the ads for you, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be updating that package and processing the payment in a couple minutes, and you're going to get that receipt sent both to your email and in a text message. How does your schedule look for Monday, Robert, for your client interview? Because I want them to talk to you about your Facebook ads so that way they know how you want them to create it.
I'm occupied until about 4:45.
Until about 4:45. So we're actually 3 hours ahead of you because we're in Kelly. So let me see what time I have for Monday. Come on, calendar, open up. What do I got, 2 minutes left?
Zero.
What? No, don't say that. let me take a look here. Okay, so let me tell you what time I have. I actually have a 5 to 6 or a 6 to 7. What time do you want? And that's in your time zone.
5 to 6.
5 to 6. Okay, I'm going to send you the calendar invite for your appointment. That's going to be between 5 and 6 o'clock. Now, I'm going to be calling you from an 877 number, so you just need to make sure to answer all calls within that hour, okay? I'm going to be the one calling you to do the introduction with your technician, so this way, because I like to do that myself. And then if I'm going to send you, a reminder an hour before, just in case if it slips your mind, because I know with the weekend and you're golfing, you might forget, okay? And okay. Then I just need like 1 minute. Can you give me 1 minute or am I past that?
Yep. Oh, you're good.
Okay. So the next thing now I'm going to only put for them to target within 20 miles, right? As far as with your Facebook ads, correct? You want just a 20 mile radius on that. I mean, they're going to go over you, but.
What's the smallest radius?
The most that you can reach,
no,
like the furthest, the smallest, however you want. If you tell me, Nadine, I only want to be in 10 miles, or you know what? You could even tell them, I just want these specific areas. We could do that too. The furthest that they will ever target is going to be 50, just so you know, for future reference.
Yeah, smaller is better for me, so.
Okay. Do you want me to just tell them you're kind of looking at 10-mile radius? I mean, I don't know. You tell me.
I'd say 15.
15? Okay. If you take a look right now at your either your email or your text messages, I sent you your invoice, okay? It'll say, hello, Robert. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, beautiful. So when you open it up, it's going to take you where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You will click on that. Now, it will take you to a page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top. Do you prefer when we communicate with you that we email you, text you, phone calls, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Text is preferred.
Text, okay. So where your phone number, where it shows mobile phone, underneath of that, there's two boxes. You're going to click in both. One is agreeing to receive text messages from us. The other one is certifying that it's your card that you gave us for the payment and your information is true and correct. Where it says sign, you're just going to type your name as it reads there. Date
That's
is already populated. Beautiful. Okay. Go back to that text that I sent you earlier with our customer service number.
Okay.
In that text, I also included your login credentials for your client dashboard. So where you're seeing username and password, where it's telling you to enter that, that's
mm-hmm.
where you would go in and track your results with us. So your username, okay, is always going to be your phone number. Always. The password is big money, all lowercase.
Okay.
And
yeah,
you can
in.
Actually put it to a password of your choice if you want to change it later. Okay?
Okay. I just logged in. Do you need me to do something in here?
Nope. In fact, that's how you'll start tracking your results with us. So I would say in 5 to 7 days, you can start really tracking results because they're going to be getting all that prepared and everything. Your Facebook ads, I'm going to tell you, once you have your client interviewed, those should be running within 7 to 14 days or maybe sooner, okay? But we'll be managing them. Any changes you need made, you're going to contact customer service. That's what we're here for. I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. I'm thankful that you're giving us the opportunity to help you. I'm super excited.
Well, I'm all in it for the big money.
I was all like, right. When I saw your password, I thought, no way. That's a blessing right there. All right. Well, enjoy golfing. You sound like my
Thank
father-in-law.
You.
That's all they do is golf.
Oh, I wish. This is
we go
rare,
on vacation.
But...
When we go on vacation, it's got to be where there's a golf course or else he's not going. I'm like, whatever. You don't want to spend time with us? He's like, I need a golf. Okay.
Yeah, it's like therapy. It's cheaper than therapy. So
he said that too. He said that too. Well, listen, I know he says it's my therapy. I'm all, but yeah, you are kind of grouchy. Oh, well, enjoy yourself. Have a beautiful weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. My pleasure to speak with you. Have a blessed one. Bye.